This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Brits wrap up a neat and tidy six or so week-long national election on Thursday. And despite what seems on the face of it to have been a solid, if budget-cutting economic program, the ruling coalition led by David Cameron and the Conservative Party is in some trouble. Opposition Labour is doing well in the polls. The election may well not be about the economy, stupid, as it turns out, and that might cost Prime Minister Cameron his job. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
He's a born winner, clever, accomplished and wealthy. He's won all life's glittering prizes with ease. But as Election Day looms, Prime Minister David Cameron seems to be losing his cool.
Taking a risk, having a punt, having a go, that pumps me up, and it's what is changing our country. We've got a fight on our hands, and we're going to win that.
Not real tub-thumping, it's true, but for a smooth operator like Cameron, this is raw aggression.
And if I'm getting lively about it, it's because I feel bloody lively about it. That's the truth.
For once, life must seem grossly unfair for Cameron. He could easily lose office in this week's election. And yet he's cut the budget deficit in half, unemployment's down to around 5.5%, and the economy's growing quite strongly. Ted Mallock is an American economist based at Oxford University.
We have a situation in the UK which is actually, from an external point of view, an objective point of view, looks quite good when compared to the rest of Europe. So I don't know why anybody would change horses in the UK economy, certainly in midstream.
Don't forget to vote Labour on May the 7th.
On the campaign trail, Cameron's Conservatives or Tories are more or less level pegging with the opposition Labour Party.
May the 7th, vote Labour.
Which some financial analysts, like David Buick of stockbrokers Panmure Gordon, find mystifying, given Labour's economic record when last in power 5 years ago.
Labour lost total credibility, made an absolute mess, virtually destroyed the country.
Labour blames global forces for the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, but Buick accuses Labour of fostering a debt binge by the government and by households. He fears for Britain's future if the party gets back into office.
For business, industry and commerce, a Labour-led coalition or a Labour government would be an unmitigated disaster.
But on the doorstep, out campaigning with a Labour candidate...
Would you be interested in voting for the Labour Party?
Possibly.
OK.
I found a very different frame of mind. Many voters, like these who didn't want to be identified, do not give the Cameron government any credit for the economic recovery.
The average man on the street, my friends, they don't feel any better off now than they did at the start.
And you don't either?
No, I definitely don't. Hasn't trickled down.
I would question a lot of those figures.
You don't think Britain is really recovering?
There's certainly been no improvements in my life and those around me.
The growth in average pay has been fairly feeble. Social mobility has declined. The gap between rich and poor has widened, compounding an image problem for the Conservatives, underlined in one of the campaign's big TV events.
Seven party leaders go face-to-face, live, in the ITV Leaders' Debate.
In this televised debate, the leaders of some of Britain's smaller parties lined up to denounce the Tories and pledge not to form any kind of alliance with them.
I will never, ever do a deal with the Tories. Let me make
I will not prop up a Conservative government.
We would do nothing to prop up a Tory government in any way at all.
For many voters, Cameron's Conservatives have become a kind of pariah. They were the party for winners and for everyone else who aspired to get on in life. But Liberal Democrat blogger Matthew Green says the party has lost a lot of that appeal as upward mobility dwindles and pay stagnates.
That is starting to make a lot of people lose faith in the idea that prosperity is there for all who work hard. That started to put other people off the whole sort of self-reliance philosophy. That self-reliance started to become heartlessness.
In the words of one leading Conservative politician, the Tories are widely seen as the nasty party. In spite of their economic competence, an outright Conservative victory in this week's election seems all but impossible. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.